The views and opinions expressed on the following show are those of the host and not necessarily those of Bigler Broadcasting or the staff and management of FM Talk 106.5.
It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 106.5. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome, everyone out there in Radio Land. I am George Williams, your host. Our number here is 251-343-0106. You can send us a text at that number, or you can call in, whichever way. As you know, next week is the runoff election, and it's very important, folks, very important. So our show tonight is going to be from those individuals who are running, as well as those individuals who are representing those running. And our first guest is Ms. Terry Lathan. She's a former chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and she is Mo Brooks, South Alabama representative. How you doing, Terry?
Hey, George. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Great. Tell us a little bit about the campaign and what are you guys doing?
Yeah, so I am honored to be the state co-chair for Mo Brooks, U.S.
Okay.
Senate.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time in 10 years, I'm able to step out of the shadow of being either a county Republican Party chair or the state Republican Party chair for the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
in our state. And as a county chair and state chair of our party, we are to remain neutral in primaries. And so for the first time, George, in 10 years, I'm able to speak out in a primary. And so when Mo Brooks asked me to be a state co-chair, I was honored beyond words. Because I work with Mo Brooks, Congressman Mo Brooks now,
mm-hmm.
Over the many, many, many years. And he's got a voting record. And so, in fact, I have called it the gold standard Republican Party voting record.
Mm-hmm.
For all of us, and for those of you listening tonight, if you are a conservative and you vote Republican and you stand on the platform of the principles of the Republican Party, it doesn't mean I always agree with everything, with everyone, but if that's your lane, I can't think of a more conservative elected official and warrior than Mo Brooks, and that's why I stepped out. He has the, if you take Mo Brooks' voting record, George, and you match it over the Republican Party platform and the Alabama Republican Party platform,
mm-hmm.
it is a perfect match.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no daylight between the two. And as a Republican, all my life, and of 43 years I've been volunteering in the Republican Party, through my eyes, in many Republicans, isn't that the kind of person you want to elect? A rock-solid conservative. So that's why I said, yes, sir, Mo Brooks, it would be an honor to work with you and work for you. When I say work, I mean as a volunteer. And so he's been working really, really hard. It's a tough race. Anytime you're running for a U.S. Senate seat, and you know, it's really interesting, George, and your listeners too, this is the third U.S. Senate race in Alabama in 5 years.
Mm.
So it's almost, I worry we're exhausted from this process,
mm-hmm.
but that is the process. And so the Mo Brooks campaign's been working hard. Folks from all over and around, the phones are ringing more people asking for signs, the smaller donors are ticking up. And I think that's the healthy sign, you know, of a runoff process.
Mm-hmm.
June 21st, we know, is a Tuesday, week from today. And that's it. That's going to be it for everybody on the Republican ticket. And there's several runoff races, and encourage people to go vote. But we'll see what the voters want to do. I cannot emphasize enough, if you want to look at someone's voting record, that Mo Brooks is that person with the Republican Party's voting record.
Right, right. What do you think about his opponent with the Democrats endorsing her and very high up in the Democratic Party, and what they're saying about the race between Doug Jones and Roy Moore? Because they Senator Shelby did advise his supporters to do a write-in candidate, and they wrote in, I think, almost 23,000 signatures, and Doug Moore won by 21,000, and she was his chief of staff at that time. So what do you think about that?
So for everyone listening, if you haven't heard, last week or so, I believe it was ten days ago or so, quite a kerfuffle across the state of Alabama, especially in the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. Doug Jones is former state campaign chairman on public social media, made the comment that Katie Britt was very helpful, and was very helpful to them, made some other remarks that perked up everyone's ears. Now, that's a comment that he's made, George. There's nothing on record that, we can say this person said or did. There are people, from my understanding, that, they've got some comments and things, but they're just kind of keeping their head low right now. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you what it's done. The ripple effect that Doug Jones' state campaign chair had has shot across the state, and it upset a lot of people mm-hmm. For the U.S. Senate race.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing this for 40 plus years, George. I know you've been working the party a long time too.
Mm-hmm.
I've just never seen this kind of problem pop up by the executive director of the Alabama Democratic Party, U.S. Democratic Senator's state campaign chair, and mm-hmm. just he's as Democrat as I am Republican. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he goes way left, I go way right, and
right.
No one blinks. To say those kind of words, it has upset a lot of people, I can tell you that much.
Yes.
And it's even upsetting enough people to look up and go, is it time for party registration in the state of Alabama? There are over 30 states that have party registration.
Mm-hmm.
We're one of the few that don't. Now, a lot of people think I'm a registered Republican. They tell me that, but I don't correct them. I just let them say it. They think because they vote in a primary that makes them a Republican. Well, it does at that moment. We have open primary.
Right.
And so what we're hearing, George, from around the state, not only hearing it, we're seeing it in writing. In social meeting posts, Democrats across the state going, well, you need to let's go over in the Republican primary. We don't have many people on our ticket, so
mm-hmm.
we'll vote for our people in November. But let's go over and mess with the Republicans in our primary.
Right.
Now, I would dare say if the University of Alabama's football team said, let's go over and mess in the Auburn University's football team and drafting their players, the governor might have to call out the National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
It
right.
would be a mess.
Right.
And that's what's happening here. We have it in writing. We have postings. There is a issue across the state, and there is going to be already started a conversation, not just with the U.S. Senate race, but across the state to protect the integrity of our primary system
mm-hmm.
should Alabama have party registration. And I can tell you that is a wind, and it is blowing.
Right, right. I know years ago we talked about that when we were on the steering committee, and I think we have to do something about that because if the higher up in the Democratic Party says that, there has to be some truth to it.
Well, he's either lying or he's telling the truth.
Right.
And I have a tendency to believe them when they say it.
Right, right.
I mean, yeah, there's no, it's like, are you pregnant or you're not pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, you
right.
either are or you're not. And so, I can't speak for him, and the other campaign will have to speak, but there is a wind coming, and it is true. There are more Republican on the ballot, so people come over. But when you have Democrats openly saying, please go vote, you know, do not vote for my Brooks, go help somebody else,
yeah,
go help other people, but don't vote. It's open right now.
Right.
You can do that.
Right.
But when we see so many now saying it,
right,
and go, let's mess and tinker with their primary to get the outcome that the Democrats want.
Okay.
That is a problem.
All right.
And I think the Alabama Republican Party has passed resolutions saying it's time for closed primaries or party registration, one or the other.
All right.
And it's a simple process.
Right.
Super simple.
Gotcha.
And if anyone's listening to think, gosh, how would that work? Or I don't know if I like that.
All right.
Well, when you vote now on a primary, you walk in May 24th, you said, I'd like a Republican or a Democratic
right.
ballot.
We got to cut you off.
And I'll run off.
We got to hear the music. We got to go in.
Registration.
We got to go into a break. Just hold on until after the commercial, and then I want to ask you about one other thing, okay?
Sure will.
All right, folks. Terry Lathan, the co-chair of Congressman Mo Brook campaign.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. We are on a mission, and right now we have Mrs. Terry Lathan, who is the co-chair of Congressman Mo Brook's senatorial campaign. Terry, there's so much money that Katie Britt is getting. Can you elaborate on that? And why is so much money coming in from her perspective, for her perspective?
Well, it's coming in different buckets,
okay,
different groups. One of them is Rich Nate from Senator Richard Shelby and his PAC and his money. And on that note, Senator Shelby is just, you know, he's done incredible things for the state of Alabama, and he is absolutely due a tip of the hat. But if you're asking me where the money is coming from, that's his former chief of staff, and he has said he will do, you know, what he could do to help her. And so he's got a big, big bucket of money.
Yes.
Another group is Mitch McConnell, Senator Mitch McConnell, and he's got a big bucket of money. Mo Brooks has said he will not vote for Mitch McConnell to be the Senate Majority Leader.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not somebody Mitch McConnell wants. And so he's helping, you know, Katie in her race. Some of these PACs, everyone's in your mailbox today. I mean, I must have had six in my mailbox today.
Right.
These big flyers, color flyers. Most the things about Mo, they're negative. I just laugh out loud because, quite honestly, they're not true. You can't be the number one rated congressional member in Congress like Mo Brooks is on being a fiscal hawk and also at the same time being accused of raising millions of dollars in taxes. That does not match because it's not true.
Right.
But these PACs send this stuff out, and people pick them up and see them. So the buckets of money are coming from different sources. Now, Mo, to be fair and, you know, full transparency, Plug for Growth is spending millions of dollars to help Mo Brooks.
Right.
It's one of the most conservative groups in the nation. Mo has endorsement of the life, Citizens for Life of Alabama, pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the NRA endorsement. He's got Mark Levin, Charlie Kirk, he has Turning Point USA. I mean, Rand Paul, by the way, everybody, go look at Mo Brooks on his Facebook page. And
right.
Rand Paul's coming in to Birmingham and Huntsville
right.
in the next day. So we hope you will join us. Rand Paul, one of the most conservative men in the U.S. Senate, who's trying to fire Dr. Fauci, who Mo in the Congress has been trying to help him do that.
Right.
That's the kind of heavyweight, most of the most conservative people I've ever known in my life that are supporting Mo Brooks and endorsing Mo Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
But talking about the money, so Club for Growth with Mo. Now, last I saw, about $9 million, probably more by now, George, have been spent in positive ads on the candidates, but about 7 or 8 million have been targeted negative on candidates. And I promise you, George, if you give me $8 million to spend on negative ads on ice cream, I promise you I can make you get where you not you don't like ice
That's
cream.
True.
You're not going to eat ice cream.
True.
And you need yogurt.
True. True.
I promise you I can. You can take any subject.
Yeah, I believe you.
Just pile on so hard and so deep and so much. It's so overwhelming that it moves the needle.
True.
And the money here, I last I heard, the Alabama U.S. Senate race is the second in the nation so far with the most expensive
Wow.
Between these two candidates now.
Wow. Well, it's unbelievable. And some of those ads, I just can't believe because I said to myself, that's a lie. That's a lie against Mo. This is a lie. That's a lie. But unfortunately, you know, he doesn't have the funding that Shelby is providing,
that's
and McConnell is providing to counter that. So that's why we're doing that here.
That's right. In that example that I gave you about ice cream, I give you $8 million, I could make you not like ice cream. That's all you see in your mailbox and in newspapers and radio ads and television. If the ice cream industry doesn't come back and counter that, you know, yogurt sales will go up, ice cream sales will go down.
True.
And TV is king. TV is king. And
right.
I've had people say, but Mo is, I mean, incredible conservative. He's been a warrior.
Right.
The first person in Congress during the 2020 election at the Electoral College to stand up and say, I will not vote for the states that broke their laws.
Right. I understand.
First one. And so he's got this incredible resume, and I just look at them and go, but TV is king.
True.
And it's very frustrating to people.
Okay.
So as far as I look, you know, I know Katie. She's a friend. We've worked on things. She is a lovely, lovely young person. I have a lot of respect for her, quite honestly. But this is an incredible thing that we're seeing, all the money coming in from the outside saying, you know, this is who we want. But I will say at the end of the day, you know, I hope people can look, and if you'll just look at Mo Brooks' record, you're going to like what you see.
Okay.
I know I like what I saw enough to get in
right.
and say, wow, thank you, Mo Brooks, for being the warrior for the
right.
state of Alabama that
right.
we have needed and
right.
for being ranked number one in 70 categories. Thank you. Thank you.
All
willing,
right.
You know, be willing to stand up and take those arrows.
All right. Terry Latham, Mo Brooks, state coordinator, co-chairman of Mo Brooks' senatorial campaign. We really appreciate you coming on, okay?
My pleasure. MoBrooks.com, everybody, and see you at the polls next Tuesday.
All right, folks. Terry Latham, thank you very much.
Thank you, George.
All right.
Have a good night.
All right. Good night. All right, folks, that was Terry Latham, and we're going to continue on our mission here, folks. We have a mission. How many more minutes do we have before the break, Phil? About 3.5. Well, I tell you what, folks, you got to get out and vote. You've got to get out and vote. We only had... In Baldwin County, I think, Mobile County, 17% voter turnout. In Baldwin County, about 18%. And the state of Alabama, about 23%. Now, we got to do better than that. These runoffs are very important. And you heard Terry Latham talk about the money that is coming in. And, folks, we got to get out and vote for good people. We have... After the break, we have Jim Ziegler, who was in a runoff for Secretary of State. Now, you know what Jim has done as the state auditor over the last 7.5 years. He's done a fantastic job. So he's in a runoff against someone I know, Don Wallace. And we're going to be talking to him after the break. Okay? So that's very important. But get out, folks. Get out and vote. I know we have a lot and lots of minority voters coming out. especially black young folks that are Republican. I tell you, over the past 6 months, I was shocked. I've met so many young black Republicans. I'm talking about, college. Some of them are not in college. I wish they were. But they are eligible to vote, and they're Republicans. They're Republicans. And the Alabama minority GOP is recruiting a lot of folks. But one thing is closest to my heart, and that is the Republican Party has got to do more embracing minorities in Alabama, okay? I've been in this fight since I arrived here in 2005, the end of 2005, and we've got to do more because if we don't, you know, divided we fall, but together we become stronger, and that's important. And we minority Republicans, conservative Republicans, I must use that word, conservative, okay? Because just using the word Republicans don't mean nothing. Liz Cheney calls herself a Republican. Mitt Romney calls himself a Republican. And you see them. You see how they are. But conservative Republicans. So we're out here every day, recruiting Republicans into conservative Republicans into the Republican Party. So, folks, and we don't get paid. Matter of fact, I spent more money on candidates than you can ever imagine. And I'm going against the will of my children, not my grandchildren. They say, Daddy or Grandpa, be careful with our inheritance, you know. But it's very important. It's very important that you get out on Tuesday doing this primary to vote. Very important, because you don't want anybody to get in here and become a regular Republican. You want a conservative Republican, okay? Like Terry Layton said, Mo Brooks is a conservative Republican. And our guests after this, we're going to have two more guests after this break. They are both conservative Republicans. We'll be right back, folks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, folks. We are a little confused here, but we are on a mission. And right now, we have another contestant who's in a runoff. And his name is Chris Callahan. And that's for a district court judge in Mobile. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, George, I'm doing great. How are you today?
Great. How is your campaign coming along? Runoff?
The runoff campaign is nonstop. We are running full speed across this finish line.
Okay, great. What do you want the audience to know about this runoff and you?
About the runoff and me, first of all, I want people to know that they need to go vote during the runoff. Mm-hmm. We do not need a low voter turnout. We need a very high voter turnout. About this particular race, I want people to know what the district court does. What does a district court judge do? Mm-hmm. I want people to know the experience that I have currently as a part-time district court judge, as a municipal court judge, really the only candidate who's ever been a judge. First of all, the district court does many things, both civil and criminal. In civil cases, the district court handles unlawful detainer cases or landlord-tenant cases, small claims cases, contract disputes, car wreck cases, all sorts of dental malpractice cases, all sorts mm-hmm. of civil cases. In the criminal sense, the district court handles all misdemeanor cases as far as trials go. They do bench trials for misdemeanor cases, as well as they do all preliminary hearings and bond settings for the felony cases. So that's what a district court judge handles, is all of those things. Now, as far as experience goes, again, I'm the only candidate in this race who's been a judge. I've been a judge for going on 4 years. And everything the district court handles, I have handled both as an attorney and as a judge. Quick story, when I one of my judgeships is I'm the municipal court judge down in Orange Beach. And when I got that judgeship, when I applied for that judgeship, there were about 17 people who applied for that. And right off the bat, 10 of them were disqualified because in Orange Beach, they required the people who applied for it to have at least 2 years judge experience. Why would Mobile County expect anything less than to have somebody experienced, qualified, who's done the job, actually apply for the job? So that's that. You know, that's the main difference.
Great, great. I tell you, we don't have too much longer to wait for that. How are you doing as far as support and all that stuff?
We're getting a lot of support. The John Williams supporters, you know, John Williams was in the primary race and great man, a good friend of mine, but his supporters are now supporting me, Chris Callahan, for district court judge. So we're really excited to get his support. We're getting support in the north end of the county, in the south end of the county. I mean, this is a county-wide race. Mm-hmm. I have put over 15,000 miles on my car just campaigning during this race, mm-hmm. and it's been a great experience. I have met thousands and thousands of people. And one of the themes that I hear the most is they want a judge who's going to be tough but fair. So as a former police officer, as a former homicide detective, I am extremely tough on violent criminals. However, I'm fair. So what does that mean? Well, in my experience as a police officer, in my experience as a detective, in my experience as a prosecutor, in my experience as a defense attorney, in my experience as a judge, about 20 to 25% of the people actually charged with crimes are innocent, believe it or not, mm-hmm. and about 75 to 80% are guilty. And that's just been my own experience over, you know, from policing all the way up to becoming a judge. And that's why we have the Constitution in place, to protect people's rights, because people are innocent till proven guilty. However, that does not mean that we let violent offenders just get out of jail willy-nilly. If you are a violent offender, if you have a violent past, if you are committing violent acts, it needs to be as hard as possible for you to get out of jail. Okay. I will do everything in my power to keep the violent offenders in jail, but I will also do everything in my power to make sure that the process is fair. A judge is not a prosecutor. A judge is not a defense attorney. A judge is a judge. Mm-hmm. He is an impartial person that calls balls and strikes. Mm-hmm. He's the person who listens to all the facts, listens to all the evidence, applies the law, and makes a wise judgment decision.
All right. All right. Chris Callahan, we have one more person coming on, and good luck on Tuesday. You know we're with you.
Thank you so much. www.electchriscallahan.com or on Facebook at Chris Callahan for Mobile County District Court Judge. Go out June 21st and vote Chris Callahan for District Court Judge.
All right, folks. Chris Callahan for District Court Judge. Now, our last guest, and he's on the line right now. I know he's traveling all over the state, and he is in a runoff for Secretary of State, Jim Ziegler. Jim, how you doing? Jim? Hello?
Yes, Jim Ziegler for the George Williams Show.
How you doing, Jim?
Doing just fine, George. Got 6 days left.
Right.
Before voting day.
Right. What do you want to tell our audience, Jim? Jim?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I said, what do you want to tell our audience?
It's very important for Mobile and Baldwin County for the voters to go vote on this next Tuesday. And there was an extremely low turnout in the May primary.
Right.
The candidates from our Gulf Coast, from Mobile County and Baldwin County, did not make it. None of those who were elected or nominated on the May primary are from the Gulf Coast.
Right.
In this runoff, there is only one candidate from the Gulf Coast who is in the runoff for his statewide office, mm-hmm. and that is Jim Ziegler. If I am blessed to win, I can be our voice for Mobile and Baldwin County. If I fall short, we will not have a voice in Montgomery.
Okay.
And this would not be good.
I agree with you on that. Uh-oh. Looked like we lost. Hello?
Yes, Jim Ziegler.
Yeah, okay. And you're saying that you're the only one left from this area.
That's right. I'm what's called the last man standing.
Okay.
And we in Mobile and Baldwin County get shortchanged already in Montgomery.
Okay.
We send tens of millions of dollars of tax money to Montgomery because of our tourism, our industries, our port, our seafood industry, and yet we don't get proper treatment.
Okay.
We did not get the money from Montgomery to restore the I-10 Bayway Bridge, to finish Highway 98, to four lane and safeguard Highway 45 to Citronelle and on to the Mississippi line,
right,
and many other projects that might be approved in other parts of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Similar things in larger projects have been approved in other parts of the state, but not in Mobile and Baldwin County. We need more representation in Montgomery. And so I'm asking, as the only candidate remaining from the Gulf Coast, I'm asking for strong support on next Tuesday for Jim Ziegler for Secretary of State.
Right. Now, Jim, a case in point of what you just said, up in the Birmingham area, they built a new highway from Memphis to Birmingham and all of that infrastructure, and there are no tolls there. So why do they want a toll down here?
That is the strangest thing, and you're referring to Interstate 22.
22,
not
correct.
A mention
right.
of a toll
right.
on that.
Right.
It's never considered. Not only that, but they replaced the bridges at the junction of Interstate 65 and Interstate 5920.
Right.
There in downtown Birmingham. And it was about a $900 million project, a huge project.
Correct.
And no mention of a toll.
None.
It was simply paid for out of the existing money. The money's there.
Right.
To build a new I-10 bridge or fix the one we've got. And from the federal infrastructure money and the new state gasoline tax, there's adequate money, but somebody doesn't want to spend it on Mobile and Baldwin County.
Wow. Well, what about... are there anything new that you want to do once you're elected as the Secretary of State? The priorities?
The Secretary of State is going to be vital for the next 4 years.
Okay.
The election integrity issue is a huge issue. There are more questions nationally about election irregularities, and are the votes being counted honestly and accurately? More questions than I've seen in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been a group started nationally, the America First Coalition of Secretary of State Candidates, and those that are elected in this year's primaries and general election will work together to try to prevent some of the problems that caused serious problems in the 2020 presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
And I am blessed that the group, America First Secretaries of State, selected me, Jim Ziegler, as their candidate in the state of Alabama. They looked at all the candidates, and I'm the one that they wanted who would fight for election integrity.
Mm-hmm. Jim, we got about another minute before we go into our break. So if you can hold on, and we'll continue our conversation after that. How's that?
The most important thing is that people go vote themselves and that they contact everybody they know, whether it be through schools or work or church, however, neighbors, relatives, and remind them to go vote. A lot of people don't even know there's a runoff election.
That's true.
Tuesday,
true.
June 21st.
All right, Jim.
And ask them to vote for Jim Ziegler for Secretary of State.
All right,
that's
just
the word-of-mouth campaign that we need.
Right. Just hold on until after the break, okay? We'll be right back after that. All right, folks, we're talking with Jim Ziegler. He's in the runoff for Secretary of State for the state of Alabama. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. We're on our mission. We're on a mission, and that mission will happen next week when you get out and you vote for whomever you choose during the runoff and several positions in the state and local races also, folks. So get out and vote, please. Now, we're talking to who is a person who is our state auditor. His name is Jim Ziegler, and he is in a runoff for the position of Secretary of State. Jim, are you there?
I certainly am, and it's good that you're getting word out to all the people in your area that there is a vital runoff election next Tuesday. I'm amazed as I've gone around, even today, people who should know didn't realize there's a runoff election coming up, and they certainly didn't know it's next Tuesday, and they don't know which races are on the ballot.
Right.
Now, that's not necessarily that person's fault. What is the media doing? What are the politicians doing? What are our officials doing to inform the public about all of this? They don't automatically wake up in the morning and know these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a plan to increase the voter information and the voter turnout if mm-hmm. I'm elected Secretary of State.
Okay. Okay. All right. And that's good for our audience to know, because look, I agree with you. I've known you for a number of years, and you are a watchman. You're watching out for irregularities in the state of Alabama for the Alabama people, and I support you on that 100%, Jim.
Well, I thank you very much. You'd be amazed how people don't necessarily agree or think they don't. You think the issue of election integrity, the accuracy and fairness of our elections, who could be against that? Well, what happens is people say, oh, that's not a problem, that's not an issue at all, there's not any. Well, I don't go along with that either, and we have to be eternally vigilant to keep elections fair and honest and accurate.
Right. Now, Jim, one of the candidates who was in the primary, he stated, now he was with the Secretary of State's office for years, he stated that what he wanted to do if he was elected was to create an enforcement section within the Secretary of State's office, because it's kind of hard to get the attorney general's office or the district attorneys to prosecute voter fraud cases. What do you think about that idea, Jim? And you're a lawyer,
it's a good idea if we can get legally authorized to do that, and the resources, in other words, the money to pay for that. We don't want to duplicate anything that's in the attorney general's office. Mm-hmm. But it might be that the attorney general could just turn over elections prosecutions to the Secretary of State's office if they don't want to aggressively handle them. And I'd be looking at that along with legislative leaders and the Attorney General. We'll certainly take a look at that.
Okay. Okay. I think that's very important. I think that's very, very, very important that you do that.
Well, we certainly will, and we're going to do a management study of the entire operation of the Secretary of State's office, which has been winning national awards for how well they've been doing. But you always can do more. You always can do better, and I want to take a fresh look at it come January. Now, this is an open seat. The incumbent Secretary of State is term limited.
Right.
He's not able to run for a third term.
Okay.
So we will have a new secretary come January, and I am applying for the job.
Gotcha. Well, what else do you want our audience to know about Jim Ziegler and this runoff and what you'll be doing as the Secretary of State once you win it?
Just this. We've got a clear choice. Now, we've got two strong candidates, and regardless of which one of us wins on next Tuesday, that person will be the Republican nominee and will have to run in November in the general election against the Democrat nominee. I endorse the Republican nominee in this race. I know the other candidate, and I'm going to support the Republican nominee. We do not need the Democrat Party taking over the Secretary of State's office. This is the elections administrator for state of Alabama. We don't need that office to get into Democrat hands.
Right.
Matter of fact, the next to the last time that the Democrats won a statewide office, it was the Secretary of State, and it was not a good experience. There were numerous problems, and we don't need that.
Okay.
Now, we also have a Libertarian opponent. The Libertarian Party has qualified. And they got the proper number of signatures. And so I'll have two opponents in November if I'm blessed to be the Republican nominee, the Democrat nominee and the Libertarian nominee, who was nominated by his party.
Okay.
And so we'll be running that serious campaign. The Democrats actually have a strategy to beat me in November. It's quite intriguing. They think that this Libertarian candidate can siphon off 15 or 20% of the vote that normally would go to me if I'm the Republican nominee, and therefore make the Democrat candidate competitive.
Well,
think about that rather Machiavellian strategy.
I doubt that very seriously.
It could happen.
Right. I doubt that very seriously, Jim, you know. One thing about Republicans, especially in Alabama here, whomever, you know, we vote to represent us in the general election, we get behind our candidate, okay? Unlike when Roy Moore ran and we had a senator to, to mess up the election— by doing some write-in candidates. I think that's over with in Alabama. So I think whomever our candidate is, we're going to support that candidate.
Well, I hope that everybody does, particularly if I'm the Republican nominee. I'll be talking with all of the Republican leaders and trying to get them coalesced behind me and preaching the gospel that this is the elections division.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely important for those midterm elections in November and for the presidential election in 24.
Right. Right. All right, Jim, we appreciate you coming on, and we wish you good luck next Tuesday.
Well, thank you so very much, George Williams, and all your tens of thousands of listeners.
All right. Folks, Jim Ziegler, he's in the runoff for a candidate for the Secretary of State. Thank you, Jim. All right. Folks, that's it. We'll be back next week, and we will hopefully be given some of the results by the time this show is over with next Tuesday night, because the polls will close at 7 p.m., and that's when our show will start. So it shouldn't take long for it. All right, folks, until next week, Vicon Dales.